important week to have in this part of the world. This year's theme actually is called Safe Space, Shared Place. Thousands of people are taking part in more than 160 events across the country. Some of them actually are quite interesting. I'm sure the organisers would imagine all of them are quite interesting, but 160 is a lot. I want to speak to Ed Peterson, who works at Clonard Monastery. He's the chair of the Interfaith Forum, and he's one of the organisers of the events this week. Ed, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Ed, if you were to put the spotlight on the, I suppose, the sexy events that are happening, if you can have such a thing under the title of Safe Space, Shared Place, which events of the 160 would you be highlighting?
Well, I think for us within the Interfaith Forum, we're involved in a particular event tomorrow at 12:30 at Riddle Hall called Faith and Peace, and it's an opportunity to bring people from all different faith traditions here in Belfast and beyond, from Muslim, Jewish, Christian, Hindu, Buddhist, Baha'i. We have humanists and others who will be coming together, because as well as being Community Relations and Cultural Awareness Week, tomorrow is also International Peace Day, which was a United Nations resolution back in 1981 and has carried on and a force for us here in Northern Ireland. The whole theme of peace has always been something that people have worked very hard to want to see to see realized here. And therefore, that we try to highlight that day. And it's lovely that it's fallen this year within the Community Relations and Cultural Awareness Week. And tomorrow's event will just give us an opportunity to have short little reflections from representatives of each of those faiths that I've mentioned, including those maybe from not a particular faith. But the event is entitled Faith in Peace, and it's just kind of just that sense that we're not going to give up. We don't give up here in our own situation here in Belfast and beyond. But as we see in some of your callers earlier today of different things that are happening around the world, it's such an important theme. And we believe in the Interfaith Forum, a lot of that is just simply around building relationships with one another and having an opportunity to listen to one another. So that's really our little contribution in the Northern Ireland Interfaith Forum to this this special week and this special day, International Peace Day, tomorrow.
It sounds like a very worthwhile undertaking, but then if you consider who's going to be there, people of the Islamic faith, Judaism, Hinduism, Buddhism, Baha'is, the Christian denominations, a whole mix of people, you tend to think this is a great idea, but the people who will go to Riddle Hall at Stranmillers, are they not the sort of people where you'd be preaching to the choir? You know, they're going to be good, decent people who do want an interfaith idea, and the humanists as well, who have of no faith but who are there, who like all the others are equally well-meaning, all decent people, all good people, all forward-thinking people. But those who you really need to get the message across to will probably turn a deaf ear to anything that you're doing.
Well, I mean, we're grateful to you, Frank, for just giving us an opportunity to share with it. I mean, it's an open event, and obviously it might not be something that is on top of everyone's agenda, you know, in everyone's daily lives and family situations. But I think it's important, even for those who feel strongly about working for peace, that we come together and we learn from one another of the different efforts that are happening across the faith traditions, and whereas we can support one another. I mean, the other night I was in the Muslim Family Association for a gathering called Remembering Srebrenica, and it's a group here that, you know, tries to learn the lessons of the genocide in Srebrenica. I'm also involved with the Council of Christians and Jews, the awareness that the Jewish community here enters into their High Holy Days tomorrow with the celebration of Rosh Hashanah and the Jewish New Year. Likewise, the Muslim community welcomes the New Year beginning tomorrow. The Hindu community embarks on an autumn festival beginning tomorrow as well. And, you know, there's a lot of just ordinary people like ourselves and all the different faith traditions that in order to come together and see how we can support one another. And ultimately we're there to, I would hope that in the different faith traditions, you know, to just be there and to seek out people who maybe are finding life a little bit difficult at the moment, and to be there to support people, and not just within our own faiths, but if we can ask, you know, as I work in Clonard Monastery, I'm actually over in the Shankill right now, and I'm over with the Methodists here, and you know, if we can ask, though, you know, for we in Clonard, you know, how can we be of help to those our neighbors over across the wall in the Shankill, and we would hope that they would feel similarly, you know, if they can reach out and see how we maybe on the Clonard side can help them, but also across the faith traditions. And the more we can listen to one another and see how we can help each other, I think the more promising our future together. And it actually becomes quite exciting when you get a chance to see those relationships. There's lovely relationships that people don't always see. And I remember going back, we were involved with an event with, we were trying to bring Sheikh Anwar Mahdi, the imam in the Belfast Islamic Center, and Rabbi Singer in the Jewish synagogue together. And we had asked, I think one of them, have you ever met? And so, oh, have you ever met? We actually drove home the other night. He gave me one, you know, Rabbi said, he gave me a Sheikh Anwar, said, Rabbi gave me a lift home or something. And that just, I think, is a message we love to see spread, that the generosity towards one another and like I say, the genuine listening. And tomorrow's event is just look to gather people and say, let's just take that chance, give each other a few minutes of sharing, sit together a little bit too, just listen sometimes in the silence. We were with the Quakers on Sunday, and largely the entire meeting generally sometimes just takes place in silence to kind of listen together. And it's amazing sometimes what can come from silence. You know, obviously there's a lot of importance around dialogue and talking, but sometimes it's important to sit together and just spend that time together. So we'd encourage anyone, whoever you are, and whether you've ever been involved in an event, interfaith, but it would be lovely to have as many as possible come join us tomorrow.
Ed, it's uplifting just listening to you, if you don't mind me saying. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Okay.
That's Ed Peterson there from the Clonard community. And if you're drawn by what he's saying, you may want to drop by as an open door invitation there. And that's Riddell Hall. And it is tomorrow at 12:30, I think. I think that's the time. I'll double check that. But tomorrow at 12:30 is the time to be there. Yep, 12:30 at Riddell Hall, Belfast, Stranmillis Road there. You'll see it as you go up the Stranmillis Road, up past the Ulster Museum on the other side of the road. Okay, good morning. 90 333 105 077 66 105 105.